I'm WAMU reporter Allie Schweitzer. The National Park Service oversees some of the most iconic public land in Washington, including sites like the Lincoln Memorial, but it also controls dozens of small local parks. While the agency celebrates its 100th birthday this week, we take a look at some of the problems facing D.C.'s lesser-known national parks. Take a stroll through Fort Slocum Park in northwest Washington, and you may feel weeds tickling your legs.
Sometimes the weeds can impede progress. They're about knee-high right now. Makes going a little bit slow.
They're taller than our dog right now, actually.
Christina Berry and Ben Harris are giving me a tour of the park, which is a few blocks from their house in Brightwood. They say they'd like to meander here more often, but this park isn't very appealing. Harris says that when he recently took his dog out for a walk here,
there was a washing machine that someone had drug off and stuck in the middle of the woods.
At one point, Fort Slocum was an important place in Washington. It was one of many forts that protected the federal city from invading Confederates during the Civil War. These days, it's a bare-bones urban park managed by the National Park Service, the same agency that oversees national treasures like Yellowstone and Washington's monuments. And that irks residents like Harris, who say the department is too big and bureaucratic to be running small urban parks like this.
You know, NPS is a rather opaque structure, and you don't know who to go to when there's a problem like, you know, 20 trash bags sitting in the park.
To celebrate its centennial, the Park Service is throwing parties all over the U.S., but there won't be any parties in Fort Slocum, or in most of the parks the agency oversees here. The National Park Service controls almost 7,000 acres of parkland in D.C., but many residents are unhappy with the way it runs those local parks, and sometimes they complain to D.C.'s representative in Congress, Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
They know who to call, let me just put it that way.
Thanks in part to Norton's efforts, the Park Service recently built a new website for D.C.'s federal parks, but anything grander than that may be a tall order. Congress has steadily reduced funding for the Park Service since 2005, and the agency is staring down nearly $12 billion in deferred maintenance costs system-wide.
The Park Service is perhaps the most underfunded agency in the United States, so we have to fight for our share.
But even while it may seem illogical for a big federal agency to oversee dozens of urban parks in one city, that's simply the Washington way. Civil War sites, as well as the Triangle Parks that are fundamental to the city's original design, fall under the federal government's jurisdiction. Here's Bob Vogel. He's director of the National Capital Region of the National Park Service.
The LaFont plan and the McMillan plan that actually laid out the federal city created these wonderful park areas, and so they are truly of national significance and are administered by the National Park Service.
So the Park Service has too much land and too little money to maintain it. That's why the agency has opened its doors to outside money. Last year, the National Park Foundation stirred controversy when it struck a $2.5 million promotional deal with beer company Anheuser-Busch InBev. And in D.C., the trust for the National Mall attracted criticism when it helped organize a ticketed music festival on the mall. Bob Vogel with the National Capital Region says he was once deeply skeptical of corporate support of national parks, but these days he considers responsible partnerships essential.
We have almost $2 billion in deferred maintenance just here in the National Capital Region. And so realistically to think that we're going to get, you know, congressional appropriations that are going to totally help us with that doesn't seem realistic.
But corporate partnerships with the National Park Foundation don't necessarily help local neighborhood parks. So some of them look to volunteer groups or nonprofits to help fill in the gaps. Tina O'Connell directs an organization that supports the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, an NPS park in Northeast D.C. Her group helps the park do things it can't afford to do on its own.
We pull invasive weeds, we help clean the ponds, we help maintain trails.
The Friends of Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens also fundraise. They recruit volunteers, and they run educational programs. O'Connell says people who want to revive their local parks should consider either joining or starting a friends group.
It's very easy to always be distressed by what's not happening in the parks. A friends group is a really great way to help make things happen within a park.
Another benefit of groups like hers, O'Connell says, is they can often act more quickly than the federal government. So while the National Park Service celebrates its birthday through the weekend, the mall is likely to be jammed with people enjoying live music and juggling displays. Meanwhile, lesser-known national parks like Fort Slocum will remain, as usual, open and probably quiet until dark. I'm Allie Schweitzer.